wisdom have a name? Does wisdom have a voice? If so, what kinds of things might wisdom say? And to whom might wisdom speak? Imagine wisdom. I won't ask you to raise your hands or anything, but be honest with yourself. How many of you associated wisdom with traditionally male characteristics? How many of you associated wisdom with age or experience, with someone who is older and thus wiser? Finally, how many of you, when imagining the kinds of things wisdom might say, imagined those conversations as taking place in private or in a one-on-one setting, such as a mentor giving wise advice to a young listener, or a grandmother counseling a grandchild? Not unlike the drawing experiment with the children in the UK, today's text from Proverbs turns our expectations inside out and upside down. If we engage this ancient poem, we will learn from it. It will broaden our perspective and even, perhaps, point us toward a hope that does not disappoint and a love that calls us into community with one another. The first and somewhat obvious expectation-shattering reality of Proverbs 8 is that wisdom is personified as a woman. On this Trinity Sunday, it is especially fitting to note that God has never been two men and a bird. This is not just a modern feminist interpretation of Proverbs. Both the Hebrew and Greek words for wisdom, chokmah and sophia, are indisputably feminine. Furthermore, wisdom claims to have been present during creation, acting as a co-creator with the divine. From the beginning, wisdom was. Other feminine words in this text allude to creation as childbirth, certainly the domain of women. Aside from wisdom's personification as feminine, she is also called both a master architect and a delighted child. In fact, just one phrase in our text today carries that double meaning. Wisdom, though with God from the beginning, is not serious or stern. Age seems irrelevant. Wisdom is both a competent co-creator through whom the world is fashioned, and a child who dances and delights in the created order. If you're wondering how one phrase can possibly carry two disparate meanings, perhaps an example from our own language will help. Consider the word we spell B-O-W in English. B-O-W. I'm not saying it out loud because, of course, you can say it a couple of ways. But it can mean even more things. It could mean Jesus, Holy Spirit. I mean, they're all the same, right? I just listen to whichever one is doing the talking. You can see my point. While I absolutely respect the deep wisdom of those of you who have lived this faith longer than I have drawn breath, I also hold dear the truth that comes out of the mouths of babes. Finally, there's a third expectation of wisdom that is shattered by this poem in Proverbs. And that expectation is that wisdom happens somehow privately, individually. That we learn wisdom on our own, through our own deep study, and through our own effort. Conversely, the proverb says that wisdom calls from the heights, beside the way, at the crossroads she takes her stand, beside the gates in front of the town, at the entrance of the portals she cries out. These are the public places, not the places of study, not the places in our homes, but the street corners and the courthouses. And her call is not only to some, but listen closely, to all who live. Wisdom calls out in public, from the corner of our encounter with the living God and Germantown Avenue, from the intersection that lives in the human heart where we both experience God and extend God's love to a hurting world. We cannot know wisdom on our own any more than we can know the triune God on our own. One of my favorite contemporary authors is Barbara Kingsolver. In her collection of essays entitled Small Wonder, she writes of wisdom in what I think is a peculiar way, but it may be helpful to us. She says this, "I suspect that the deepest of all human wishes, down there on the floor of the soul, underneath the scattered rugs of lust and thirst and hunger, is the tongue-in-groove desire to be understood. And life is a slow trek along the path toward realizing how that wish will often go unfulfilled. Such is the course of all wisdom. Others will see the front and the back of us. But inside is where we each live, in that home where only one heart will ever beat. There we have to make our peace with all we need of sorrow and all we can ever know of the divine, by whatever name we can call it." Usually, I wholeheartedly